is West Southwest. I'm Earlene McMichael. Today's show is a rebroadcast of my piece on adult illiteracy. It originally aired on May 21st, 2014.
Okay, this lesson is about the letter combination OO, which has the sound
of food.
Ooh, oh. As in food. So OO has the sound. So I'll point to the word. You say the word, and then we'll move on down the line. I'll have a few other questions.
Okay. Room, pool, school.
That's Anthony Everson and Carl Ill, who volunteers to help Mr. Everson with his reading. More on that later. Close to 200 people, like Mr. Ill, are stepping up to be tutors in the fight against adult illiteracy in the Kalamazoo area. When an adult can't read, it hurts the person's chances of steady work and of his or her children's academic success. That's according to the Kalamazoo Adult Literacy Council. Each year, about 250 adults turn to the council to get help with their reading, a figure that's projected to grow by another 100 adults annually. That means ever more volunteer tutors will be needed. On Tuesday, the Literacy Council celebrated its 40th anniversary. How is it that many of us don't know an estimated 25,000 adults in Kalamazoo County struggle to read in a community that values education? That happens because, officials say, those who can't read well work hard to mask their impairment. It's what Anthony Everson once did. Now, the Kalamazoo warehouse worker is bravely unmasking himself to improve the quality of his life. Here's his story.
My name is Anthony Everson. I'm 53 years old. I'm sharing my story because all this time I was afraid not to ask someone for help. And now I'm getting that chance right now. And I feel like this right here, someone might not have the same problem that I have or I had, but at least they'll know that it's real and there's something out here for them to get help. And I want to let them know that, you know, sometimes when you think, you know, that you can't go no farther, pick yourself back up and say, yeah, I can go a little bit farther than this. And that's what I'm doing right now. And I'm picking myself up for as reading and to try to get a GED to pick myself up for something that I never had and I always wanted.
At age 53, Anthony Everson finally has decided to get help with his reading. His inability to read well is a secret that the warehouse worker from Kalamazoo has kept from many all of his life. 1.5 years ago, the married father of one adult son had enough of the hiding. He signed up for free tutoring services with the Kalamazoo Adult Literacy Council. Mr. Everson longed to more often read things on his own, like mail, a skill some might take for granted.
When it's something that's real hard for me to read, I got my wife to help me. I got my son to help me. And I got my brother to help me. But I was getting tired of that.
There are an estimated 25,000 adults who struggle to read in Kalamazoo County. That's according to the Kalamazoo Adult Literacy Council. That's about how many students attend Western Michigan University. Like other adults with reading challenges, Everson says he had found ways to disguise them in public. He used to make sure not to draw attention to himself by remaining silent in many settings, and you'd certainly never catch him reading anything in front of someone or for someone.
My biggest problem was that I just didn't want nobody to know that I couldn't read.
And indeed, because of the intentional hiding, it's often hard to know a person may be unable to read or have difficulty reading.
My name is Michael Evans. I'm executive director of the Kalamazoo Literacy Council.
Michael Evans says some struggling adult readers go to great lengths to escape being discovered. So then, how will we know a person has a reading issue?
One way to look for it is to look at the literacy transactions that are taking place on a daily level. So the paperwork that's being filled out or the menus that are handed out or anything that is required to be written or read to make that transaction work, that's when the non-reader or the struggling reader is likely to mask some of those deficiencies or to ask for help. So in many cases, it may be that they would say, well, I don't have my glasses today. Could you help me fill out this paperwork? Or they might have a condition with their hand where it's clenched and they say, I have arthritis today, or can you help me because I'm in pain in this particular fashion? Or they might just take the paperwork back and say, I will bring it back to you tomorrow when I have time to fill it out. Oftentimes, a struggling reader delays the time that they need to demonstrate their literacy skills in preference for either having someone else take care of it for them or for them to take care of it in another time and bring the paperwork back completed. So they bluff their way through many situations, which is a very, very clever coping skill. But it's one of the skills that I think that they would much rather displace with just being able to read and fill it out on their own.
That holds true for Anthony Everson.
I feel like I was dumb. I really feel like I was dumb. Because I couldn't read it. I feel better today because I have the encouragement of the tutors, my tutor, and his name is Carl, to tell me that I'm doing good.
Everson has gone up several grade levels in his reading over the last year and a half. He started out around second, third grade and now tests at about fifth to sixth grade. Michael Evans of the Literacy Council attributes Everson's gains to his extreme dedication and patience.
The students that we accept into the Kalamazoo Literacy Council are all reading or writing below the sixth grade level. Many of them are writing or reading as low as just the first grade. So from first grade up to sixth grade, their progress is largely dependent on their motivation. Our tutors are always there and willing to serve them if they are always there ready to learn. So they usually meet on a weekly basis, once a week, for about 2 hours a week to be able to make progress. Those that continue that type of regiment, they make improvements. Some they can make one or two grade levels within a year, others faster if they are working with their tutor more. If they're engaged with some of the other services at our literacy centers that we have, they can even have greater gains.
According to Evans, about 80% of those seeking reading help from his organization do so for a job-related reason, such as to get a job or a better one. The remaining 20% state as their main goals a desire to be able to read to their children or grandchildren or understand their mail, newspaper, or medical prescription. Some might wonder how exactly one gets in the predicament of making it to adulthood without being able to read or being barely able to read. Evans says everyone's story differs, but the commonality is that the English language in its written form is a challenge.
Many of them have dropped out of high school. Some of them, they were able to graduate high school, but reading was very difficult when they were in school, and it never became one of the skills that they were able to master. Others, English is not their native language, so they have difficulty reading that as their second language. And some, they have learning disabilities.
Once you hear about Kalamazoo warehouse worker Anthony Everson's childhood, it's clear that every last one of those life challenges, except having English as a second language, were contributing factors in his need for tutoring services today. Everson grew up in Miami and attended a rough-and-tumble high school. Once during his lunch period, he went across the street and was stabbed twice in his back. Someone was trying to take his gold chain. He was raised by his mother, who was separated from his father at the time. As a youth, he had to contend with poverty, teasing from his peers about his unsteady reading skills, his inability to ask teachers for help due to fear, and ultimately, a lack of academic intervention during his lower elementary school years to address his reading challenges. Everson recalls that adding to his boyhood stress was his mother's income as a maid very often fell short. And so one meal a day was not unusual in the one-bedroom apartment in which they lived. Everson secured his first part-time job at age 14. By age 17, he dropped out of high school in his junior year in order to work full-time to be an even greater help with the bills. His mother did not ask him to quit school.
She didn't want me to do it, but at the time when it was just so bad for us that it had to be some kind of change. And she was just all the time just coming home tired, you know, worrying about paying the bills.
The truth is that Anthony Everson's difficulty with reading didn't start in high school. He says he has painful memories in second and first grade of kids laughing at him when it was his turn to read.
And I kind of got real offended of that. Then we have to read in class. Sometimes they tell us to read something sometimes out loud in class. sometimes I just couldn't do it. I don't know if it was just me because I was thinking of growing up or I was thinking about what we was going through, but whatever it was, it changed me to say that I just was scared to ask for the help that I really needed. And at the time, the teachers there, they should have gave me the help because they know how bad I was struggling, and they kept pushing me along.
Anthony Everson moved to Michigan at age 25 to be near his father, ultimately settling in Kalamazoo and getting married. While literacy advocates say having a reading problem often complicates a struggling reader's job search, Everson has been lucky in that regard. His inability to read well and lack of a high school diploma and GED haven't kept him from getting jobs. In fact, the warehouse worker says he's managed to get plenty of work to support his family. The problem, he says, is what kind of work? Physical work. Work that required using his body and not his mind. And sometimes work that pays a low salary.
I always worked in a warehouse, driving forklift, filling orders, working on the dock.
The breaking point came in summer 2012. The Kalamazoo resident had then been commuting back and forth to a warehouse job in Battle Creek. He did this for 9 years. He remembers that the half-hour drive, longer if the weather was bad, was getting too much to handle. And the long ride home gave him plenty of time to store up frustration about the dreams that he had for himself, dreams that he had yet to make a move on.
I woke up one day and I just said, you know, Anthony, you got to do this. Whatever thing that you have to do, you have to do this. You have to read. You have to get a GED. And I just woke up one morning and just said, you know, I am so tired of this. I am really, really tired of this that I can't read hardly. And I want to be able to read. I want to be able to get better jobs because I can read. I want to either be able to understand life more better, understand looking at the newspaper, reading my mail, just even writing letters and stuff to someone who I need to write a letter to.
These aren't Everson's only dreams. He would like to have an office job one of these days and hopefully even open his own trucking business. A college degree in business is on his bucket list, too. In July 2012, Everson got connected with the Kalamazoo Adult Literacy Council. The council offers free tutoring services. That it was free was eye-opening for Everson. He says his limited finances are a chief reason why he hasn't enrolled in any programs to address his reading in the past. The Literacy Council had not been his first stop. Interested in a GED, he had initially turned to a local adult education office, which then linked him with Goodwill Industries of Southwestern Michigan for that agency's pre-GED preparation services, because it did not charge and that was a need that Everson had expressed. Michael Evans of the Literacy Council tells what happened next.
In his time there, it was really known that he's going to need some additional help in the areas of reading, writing, spelling, and comprehension, so that he was connected to us, and we were able to connect him to a tutor who's helping him along that path to make sure that he continues to be motivated to earn a GED.
The Kalamazoo Adult Literacy Council is located in the Goodwill Industries building in Kalamazoo's Edison neighborhood. Throughout the day, public buses can be seen dropping off people at Goodwill, a brick-faced building which houses a broad mix of programs that empower individuals to be self-sufficient. Some are run by Goodwill, others not, like the Adult Literacy Council. Adults seeking Kalamazoo Adult Literacy Council tutoring services can either choose to start their journey at the council's headquarters at Goodwill or at any of its 9 community-based centers. Anthony Everson opted to meet with his tutor at the Goodwill site.
Welcome to Goodwill New Services Campus. The reception desk to your right, for office resources to the elevator to your left. Welcome to Goodwill New Services.
That's the recording that plays as you enter the Goodwill Industries building. Anthony Everson has heard it many, many times in the 1.5 years he's been coming for tutoring. By choice, his is an aggressive remediation plan. He has chosen to meet with his tutor 4 times a week for 2 hours each. Then in his free time on the weekend, he spends another 3 to 4 hours doing homework from his workbook. I tell Everson that his schedule sounds like one of a determined person.
Yes, it is.
To fully appreciate the depth of Mr. Everson's determination, there's something you need to know about Anthony Everson, who turns 54 in July of this year. He had a heart condition a few months ago that forced him to take a short break from tutoring. He's now back, working at his reading as hard as ever. On a late Tuesday afternoon in March, Everson and his tutor were busy building up his skills to pre-break level.
I'm Carl Ill. I'm a volunteer tutor for the Literacy Council. We're just now getting back into our regular routine. He'd be sharper a month from now. The basics he's got down cold, though. He's the kind of guy who, once he learns it, he's got it. Well, Anthony, I figured out right away that Anthony was a hardworking, dedicated, dependable sort of guy. And when you're in the volunteer literacy business, you want somebody who's dependable, who will do what they say they're going to do, show up on time. Otherwise, you can't help them a whole lot.
It is safe these days with we want you to live at home. You are safe here.
Okay. I don't think this sentence made sense. Could you read that first sentence again?
It isn't safe these days.
Okay, that makes more sense than saying it is safe these days.
Now, I guess I get the respect that I wanted to know that if I am doing good reading, I want that. I want someone to tell me that I am doing good. If I'm doing bad, I want someone to tell me that I'm doing bad. And I'm getting that right now. Carl is a wonderful person.
Before Everson's tutoring session at Goodwill on this day, I interviewed him in a conference room. My eyes couldn't help but be drawn to his company name tag that bears a headshot of him. It perfectly symbolizes the direction he's actively moving his life now. The name tag pictures Everson in a crisp white shirt and dark tie. That's the way he'd like to dress all the time, very different than what's required in his blue-collar work. He no longer works in Battle Creek, about 10 months ago accepting a warehouse job at Goodwill, which makes it easier to get to his tutoring sessions and eliminates the longer daily commute, which was among his short-term goals. I tell Everson that maybe one day he'll be that business owner.
Friend, that will happen before I get a little bit too older. That will happen. By the grace of God, I'm trying to make that come true.
Welcome to the Goodwill Service Campus. Reception desk to your right for outreach resources to the elevator to your left. Welcome to the Goodwill Service Campus. Reception desk to your right for outreach resources to the elevator to your left.
This is West Southwest. I'm Earlene McMichael. We've been hearing from Kalamazoo Adult Literacy Council student Anthony Everson and the organization's executive director, Michael Evans. For more on adult literacy issues, I spoke with Evans.
Tell me about the services that your organization provides.
The Kalamazoo Literacy Council, first and foremost, we provide volunteer tutors to work one-on-one with a struggling adult reader. What that means is they're going to get individualized attention that helps them get the skills that they need, not in the classroom, but specific to what they have as a need. If they need help with comprehension, that's what the tutor works on. If it's on spelling, that's what they work on. But usually it's just one person helping another person to improve their literacy skills.
Where do they meet?
The tutor and the student, they meet in several places across the county. We have at least 30 sites that tutors and students meet in across the county. These are all public places, and they are places that the tutor and the student mutually agree upon to be able to meet at. And the only thing that they need is a quiet space for them to be able to study. Now, in addition to that, we've built some community literacy centers where there's a broader range of services that are available to our learners. So there's computer classes, there's libraries, there's writing classes. There are services that are designed to facilitate their learning beyond just the work of a single tutor. There are 9 centers that are in existence. Some of them are based in neighborhoods. Some of them are based in organizations where adult learners already were going. So the Goodwill Industries of Southwestern Michigan was the first literacy center that we launched. Michigan Works YOU program has a center. The Douglas Community Association with the Kalamazoo Public Library has one. Interfaith and Neighborhood Networks Homes, New Village Park, Edison, we have one at the Stockbridge Avenue United Methodist Church. KBCC also has a center, and the Northside Association for Community Development. So there's several different sites across the community, and the idea is to make sure that adult literacy, basic literacy, is available in the neighborhoods where our learners are or in the places where they are going for service and for assistance.
Is there a central intake process?
One of the things that we've attempted to do is to make sure that there is no wrong door for an adult learner looking for help to come into. So whether they walk into one of those community literacy centers, or they work with one of the organizations that we have a relationship with, or if they call us directly at our number, they have made the right call to be able to get started in their search for a service. The best number to call is our number at the Kalamazoo Literacy Council, which is 382-0490, extension 222. And at that point, we would schedule an assessment for that potential learner to determine what their reading levels are and what their literacy needs are for instruction.
Walk me through the intake process. What happens? I dial the number, I call, and I say what?
Usually when a person calls our number, they are calling for very specific help. I need help with reading. Or I was referred to your organization because I didn't do well on my writing test, and I need help with that. And what we do is we say, you first of all made the right call, and we will help you with your reading, writing, spelling, and comprehension needs. We explain what that service is, that it's free, and that it's convenient based on their availability of time. But we also say that we need to schedule an assessment to determine specifically what their literacy needs are. That assessment takes about an hour and a half, and it's performed by a highly trained, skilled volunteer who provides those assessments. And what they're usually looking for are the grade level equivalency of that particular learner and specific needs that that learner might have so that they can pass that information on to their instructor and their tutor. So it may be that they are referred directly to one of the available literacy centers, or they are told that if they cannot make it to one of those centers, that we will get back with them when tutor is available. Now, we prefer for them to be able to enter service as quickly as possible. So we usually try to get them to begin studying at one of the literacy centers rather than just waiting for a tutor, which can take some time because we always have a waiting list.
About how long could it take to get a tutor?
Up to 2 months.
Okay.
And that is simply because there are always more learners than there are tutors to provide the service.
When you refer them to a center, they would get help in a group setting.
It is in a group setting, but they still get individualized help based on the results of that assessment. The other thing is that they can begin service right away, as opposed to waiting for that 2 months, or in some cases it may take more, in some cases it may take less. By the time they call us, they really, really are looking for help, and we want to make sure that they get that help as quickly as possible.
When you came on board, I believe there were 40 tutors. How many do you have now?
When I first was hired, August 2nd of 2010, there was 50 or so tutors that we had. Today, we have over 170.
What do you need to be a volunteer tutor? What kind of background do they need to have? Do they need to be a teacher?
To be a volunteer tutor, the first thing you need to have is the patience to serve another and the willingness to go through training to be able to help another person to learn how to read. It does not require any specialized background or education. One of the things that we like to be able to say is that if you go through the training, everyday people can teach everyday people how to read. Without the training, you would probably struggle, but with the training, we are confident that you should be able to teach a struggling adult reader what they need to know to improve their skills.
It's a 14-hour training, is that correct?
14 hours of training, and then immediately after that, you should be capable of helping one of our adult learners improve their skills.
Is there a particular curriculum that you use?
During the training process, a potential tutor, they learn first and foremost what it's like to provide instruction for an adult learner. Adults are different than children. Adults have different needs, they have different motivations, they have different goals, and you must understand and respect those goals in order to be an effective tutor. But they also learn how to use a system of learning that we have adopted at the Literacy Council called the Laubach Way to Reading. And that system is a system that is based on phonics, but it also is accessible to the everyday person. So you don't have to be a teacher. You don't have to have some special advanced degree. If you learn this system, you should be proficient enough to be able to help a lower-level reader to learn how to read. They learn some other instructional techniques and tips and tactics, but by and large, what they learn is what they need to be able to help a struggling reader to begin their journey toward literacy.
When volunteers sign up, what is the commitment that a volunteer commits to?
The Kalamazoo Literacy Council asks a volunteer tutor to commit to a year. Now, that being said, we know that people, they have lives, so they can, during the course of that year, obviously take time off, mm-hmm. but we want them to be committed to that student for a period of a year. Now, there are some who commit for longer than that. Many mm-hmm. of our tutors, they have been with the same student for multiple years. Others, they serve a much shorter time frame at one of our literacy centers because that is more convenient for them. So there are various ranges of time that a tutor can serve with us. The gains that can be made in the year, they vary based on the motivation of the student.
But a motivated student.
A motivated student.
If I'm motivated. Uh-huh.
But other things improve as well. The learners, they come to us not just to learn how to read, but because of what reading can do. I want to read my mail. So that might be one of the things that happens within that year, is you went from not being able to read your mail to being able to read your mail.
Is that something that they would work on with their tutor?
They would work on their specific goals with their tutor, mm-hmm. in addition to working on the materials that are designed to improve mm-hmm. their reading level. So a student who says, I really, really want to be able to read books to my children or help my children with their homework, they would also have access to books, or their tutors would really be helpful in making sure that they have the skills necessary for reading those books. They might use those children's books as an example for their literacy lesson. Same thing if they were looking for a job. So their resume becomes their literacy lesson. The whole job search process becomes a literacy lesson. It's all based on the goals of the learner. So we've had people who have registered to vote for the first time and read their ballots for the first time. We've had people pass their driver's license test. We've had people who have been able to complete job applications, health forms, independently after working with our tutors. And last year we had two people even complete their GED.
Now, as we close, tell me, why is this a problem that needs to be attacked, and why should the community care about this?
Literacy is a root solution to a great many problems. If you look at health, literacy is probably the greatest determiner of a person's health status before age, before race, before a social economic status. The ability to read determines your health. That's what the research says. If you want to look at a children's education, the best way to determine that child's academic success is the academic level of that parent. If you want to look at work status, the more literacy, the more education you have, the greater likelihood you are to be gainfully employed. So if it's important at work, if it's important for their children, if it's important for health, it seems that it's important for this community. So we believe that literacy is a topic that should be considered of high concern and a high priority for this community.
And especially with the Kalamazoo Promise, we're trying to be a college-going culture. And if parents are supposed to be the first teacher, and if they are struggling to read at home, strengthening their literacy is going to be very important.
If you are a parent and you have a child who is in K through 12 school, you are the first teacher of that child. And a parent who can't read can't be the most effective first teacher. We know that we want to make sure that our parents, they have all the skills they need to be able to support their children's education so that by the time they are capable of redeeming the promise, they have the skills necessary to do so.
You've been listening to a rebroadcast of a West Southwest special on adult illiteracy that aired in May 2014. Find more information and longer versions of my interviews with Anthony Everson and Michael Evans online at wmuk.org. This is West Southwest. I'm Earlene McMichael.